So in this Power and Story series, intensive 1, 2, and 3, we will be exploring various different experiences, and we'll be taking people through what here at the Academy we call the I, the we, and the it. So in the beginning, we will be starting with the individual story. Second intensive will be more about the group, the we. So how do our individual stories layer with other people's stories? And maybe stories that are not even human stories, the non-human story. So the we, and then the it is the what action, what's mine to do. And to activate us or to animate us into our kind of self-discovery, the journey of self-discovery, we'll be using a lot of very creative experiences, taking people through very simple writing exercises, experiences, some visualizations, visual collaging, some somatic movement, partnering, which is an experience or a pedagogy here at the Academy that I think that we feel actually is very, very important for story work. Really, you participants will come away with a lot of tools in their back pocket that they can then go ahead and utilize in their own way and adapt for their own communities. And I don't want to go into it too much to give away the detail, but that's really, it's very experiential. It's taking participants into their own self-discovery and creating the space, a creative space to enable that to emerge. So, and we feel that this idea of story is really an essential practice for many of us working around this idea of transformation, whether we're artists, educators, activists, therapeutic workers, that really if we can, like for instance, one teacher that we have worked with here at the Academy said to me once that she, by knowing her student's story more clearly, and that student knowing her story more clearly, she could help him to learn in a clearer way. That before she heard that this young man, some of the trauma that was emerging in his life, the place where he lived, his family dynamics, once he knew, she knew more about that, she understood more his blocks that were happening in the learning. And by him sharing, and the way he started to share his story was that she opened up about some of the blocks she had in her life and her situation of how she was as a kid. And so they came to this understanding together, and empathy was created. And I think by knowing, we can project on one another about who we are. I can sit across from someone that perhaps is African American and perhaps project a story on that person. I don't mean to, but I could maybe do that. But by actually sitting with that person and hearing more of the story, that projection can drop away. Sometimes we find, I think, in diverse situations that perhaps there's more of a commonality around our stories than we maybe realize. So I think bringing story into our work can create empathy. It can create a deeper understanding for us. It can bring us together in times of, at the moment, we can see in our country here some divisiveness going on, or always has been. And perhaps that can begin a healing process.